Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Midday Show live from Chickies of Pete's in South Philly. The holidays will be here before you know it. Book your holiday party. Chickies of Pete's. Locations and details online at chickiesandpete's.com. And tonight, don't forget, Birds of the Bye here all day. Afternoon show coming up right after us, Hugh. And then Elliot's show is going to be here tonight. His Wednesday night show.
Oh, yes,
that's right. Yeah, we renamed it. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, What is the new name?
So the original name that he and Rod came up with is Go Birds Evenings.
Yes,
but we decided it's ESPM.
Ooh.
Like that? That's not bad.
That's pretty good, right?
Well, you know, Rod does love
Spike
alliteration.
Spike still being a manager, and that's Spike doing what he does.
Well, look, we said it. And we like ESPM. I think Elliot likes it, so
Spike
we'll call it both.
Butt down.
It's really good.
You can't straddle the fence, dog.
No, I'm not straddling the fence. I'm just kidding. I'm an idea guy, Hugh.
Yeah, he can't help it.
I'm an idea guy.
It's in him, yeah.
I'm an idea guy.
Yeah.
The best ideas, they can come from anywhere, Hugh.
Because when he start wearing that manager hat, I can't talk to him.
I don't want the manager hat.
I can't talk to him like
I don't want the manager hat. I just had an idea for a name.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, this is Hugh being afraid.
I like being able to talk greasy to him now. But when he gets that manager hat on.
I have no power.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no power.
I don't know, man. I got 2 strikes, dog. I'm trying to be here for a while.
All right, Ike, you were expounding on how you think this is going to go through jail on the rest of the season.
Yes.
Spike, what do you think about the idea of this thing the rest of the season being more of a passing team than a running team that they've been in the past? I mean, the first half of the season has been weird because if they've tried to run, they've stunk at it. They've had to throw in some games because they've been down. But the pass game has been better recently, yet they did run it really, really well against the Giants, and I think deep down they want to run it again.
So I think it's somewhere between what Ike said and then what last year happened.
Right.
In that he has passed better, but he hasn't necessarily, in the games that they've been really good, passed more. I think he had 25 pass attempts against the Vikings. He had 20 against the Giants. But he put up a ton of, like, there were big plays. There were 4 touchdown passes, I think, against the Giants or something like
there
that.
There were, and 3 4. The week before, yeah. And, so 7 the last 2 weeks.
And the thing about the Vikings game is, and I just paid attention to what Jordan Mailata said to us the day after that game, in that when you look at the numbers for the running game, it wasn't impressive against Minnesota. But he noticed that they forced the Vikings to adjust. Like they were so successful on that first drive. If you remember the first drive against the Vikings, they ran the ball real well.
Well, Saquon had a 9-yard run on 3rd and 13 that set up the 4th and 4 touchdown. That was a big run.
And I think he might have had a 13-yarder in there. Anyway, they ran the ball really well. And Jordan's point was the rest of the game they weren't able to run the ball, but it allowed them to pass the ball. And I think it will rely on Jalen in that he's going to have to be better than he was last year. You know, it certainly I know he was good in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, but in the regular season it was fits and starts. I don't think he can go he can have one of those games every four games.
Right.
He's not gonna throw for four touchdowns every game, yeah. But I think he's going to have to be efficiently good the way that he was against Minnesota and the way that he was against the Giants, which, again, reminds you more of Josh Allen's game. Josh Allen doesn't, unless he has to, they're not throwing the ball 37 times.
I agree.
They're a 25 to 30 time a game, you know, pass attempt.
Yeah.
You know, but he's going to have to be really good in those. And I think that's what he did in the last two. So I think he's going to have to be good. I think he's going to have to be really good. I don't think he's going to have to, like, lead the charge in that way. But
right.
Buffalo is a good running team too. You know, so
I look at it this way, Joe. I don't think our defense is as good as we were last year.
It's not. Well, that's why Howie's trying to add three or four
right.
players the last 2 weeks.
So I think, and you look at some of the teams we face the second half of the season, we may give up some points.
Yep. Yeah.
So it almost forces you out of running the football as frequently.
Yeah.
You're going to have to sort of get some big plays in chunks. So it's going to put a little more of the onuses of the offense on Jalen to be efficient, Kevin Petullo to be creative with the play designing. The talent is there offensively. We know that in the passing game. But they have to be more efficient and effective when throwing the football. Offensive line protecting the passing game. And Jalen, be decisive and throw the ball on time.
I'm glad you said that.
Like, it's what he has to do. He has to continue to do that.
My only concern with throwing more or putting it on Jalen is not that he can't do it, right? He's improved in so many areas.
I'm putting the pressure on him to do it, Joe.
I think we should.
I'm putting it on him to do it.
If you look at him in his career, he's improved his accuracy, his completion percentage.
Yeah.
He doesn't throw interceptions. The one thing, though, and Spike, I've heard you talk about this. I look at it a lot. He takes too many sacks compared to how often he drops back. I mean, the only quarterbacks in the NFL that have played at least five games and have taken sacks at the rate he has are Drake May, who's a second-year quarterback, Cam Ward, who's a rookie, and Justin Fields, I mean, who's one of the worst quarterbacks and got benched. That can't happen. Like, that's the only thing, if we throw more, that we got to be better at. Otherwise, we'll be behind the sticks. Can't happen.
No, I agree, and that's why I mentioned the whole throwing on time.
Right,
throwing
right.
with anticipation. And some of that is play designs. Can you get guys in open windows? What can we do pre-snap? Whether it's under center or you're adding in some sort of motion, give the defense something else to think about that'll get these guys free. And Jalen, let the ball go. I just believe this is what he's building towards. In other words, you know what? I'm willing to go out there on a limb and say, let's go. Let's do it. He's gonna
let Jalen cook?
Yeah, he's going to do it.
What do you think, Hugh?
I'm not saying abandon the running game. That's there. You certainly want to give Saquon his touches. I just don't know how much we can expect the offense from a running standpoint to look like last week or what we saw the first 7 weeks of the season.
I'll tell you
what's
this.
It going to look closer to?
I'll tell you this as a former defender. The thing that jumps out to me when we watch these games is that the passing game is getting better, but it's not getting the respect that I think it should be getting. You look at it, and teams aren't afraid of Jalen throwing the football. You know what I'm saying? As much as we throw, like, the volume that we throw, it's not a whole lot, but when we throw it, they're not plays that gash the defense. So it's one of those things where we're going to stop the run. I look at it like this. We fear Saquon going off more so than we fear Jalen Zarn. And I think once you get to the points.
Yeah.
So now, in order for it to be more balanced, Jalen has to be more of a threat in the passing game.
Yeah.
What Ike's talking about. But because the running game, we know the running game is going to be there if you allow it to be there. The problem is that Jalen needs to be more of a threat in the passing game so the running game can get going. Because you look at it, you'd be like, oh, they played the Giants. You know, you look at the Denver game. Denver hung in there until they had an opportunity to win the game at the end of the game. And then you look at that the Rams game, and you could say that if they caught the Rams now, and you don't, you know, if it's a fifth with all that stuff.
Yeah.
It'll be a different game. But Jalen has to be more of a dynamic threat in the passing game so that the running game can get going.
It just needs to be more consistent. Like, Jalen's had great moments in games.
Yeah,
But then there's those series where it goes away. Like,
That
was the when they lost the Broncos, right? They threw it a lot in the second half, and it was just three and out. Like, that's what needs
to
be.
That's what I'm saying. There were no I guess for lack of a better way of saying it, no dynamic throws. There were no none of those tight window contested throws.
Yeah. But it's gotten better the pass game. Petullo in the pass game.
It has
for a while.
And listen, they've had an extra week to dial up some more stuff.
Well, and the last time they had a break, Ike, that's when they put the under center stuff in. Had a 10-day break.
Undefeated. Wasn't it your boy undefeated at the break?
Oh, Sirianni with extra rest?
4-0.
Oh, is he?
Well, he's got a very good record, if not undefeated.
I looked that up.
Oh, you did?
4-0 after the bye. 4-0 after the bye.
Wow.
He wanted you to know he looked it up.
I looked it up. Yeah. I mean, you know, I take notes now.
He has a notepad now. Yeah. Things have changed on the midday
show. Hey, listen, I am a professional.
Wow. You're stepping up your game.
We keep reminding ourselves.
You're a star.
I am a professional.
Yeah.
All right, the NFC, you mentioned earlier, Ike, it's a conference that is going to have some challenges in it.
Yeah.
As we sit here today, what is it, November 5th? Who is the biggest threat to the Eagles in the NFC? Ike Reese.
I go Rams.
I'm with you.
I go Rams. And listen, I think Seattle has looked awesome. They added Shaheed to their receiving core. Sam Darnold's playing great. Sam Darnold doesn't have the postseason success yet.
Are you holding that against him?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm just asking.
No, I am.
Yeah.
And that's why I give the Rams the benefit of the doubt because – they've gone deep into the playoffs. They've gone to the Super Bowl. They've won a Super Bowl. Sean McVay has coached in those games. Like, even with Detroit and how good they are, there's still something that, in my mind, if I got to choose between Jared Goff and either Matthew Stafford or Jalen Hurts, I'm taking Matthew Stafford or Jalen Hurts. So I don't know where Jared Goff fits. He's sort of in that Sam Darnold range. Like, they got to show up in the postseason.
He has been to a Super Bowl, though, Goff.
No, he has.
Yeah, but he lost.
And they
scored. Oh, he lost, yeah.
Well, not only did they lose, first of all, they shouldn't have got there.
Sure.
Based off of what happened in New Orleans. And secondly, they scored 6 points in the actual game.
Yep.
So, I understand he has the ability to get hot. Don't get me wrong. But then there's the game against the Commanders at home after a bye week when you're the number one seed.
And they were terrible.
Yeah. I can't. And I know the defense wasn't all the way there, but
– Goff was bad that night.
Yeah. So my only thing is, when you're asking about the biggest threat to the Eagles, I look at those Rams and Sean McVay. There are other good teams there. It's just that
– you're talking about the combination
I'll take
of
the Eagles.
Coaching.
Yeah.
Coaching.
I'm with you. And look,
coaching, experience, all of those things, big game, where you're at. Now, the one thing I'll say, through this run that we've been on with the Eagles, the two Super Bowls in 3 years, all of that, we haven't had to go on the road in the playoffs and win one of those games.
And that brings you
– that's the only thing.
Well, and that brings you to the other team, right? So the Rams, you would think, most likely, because we beat them this year, that if there is a game between the Eagles and Rams, hopefully it's here.
It's here,
It feels like it.
And the Eagles have the easier path to get a better record. Their division stinks. The NFC West is good, right? The Rams' path will be harder.
Yep. Now, they're also in the NFC West, but the Seahawks, like, I don't want to go to Seattle. And that team's been good on the road as well. And I know Sam –
you don't want to go to Seattle.
I don't want to go to Seattle. And
and
I know Sam Darnold has to prove it. He hasn't had – he had 1 year to prove it. I mean, in all real – like, if I were to – if just watching, just my eyes, Jared Goff has had a lot of success. He's a good player. Mm-hmm. But to my eyes – Sam Darnold is a far more talented player than Jared Goff, to my eyes,
like
as a
it.
Thrower of the football. You know, and this is two straight years. If you just want to talk about wins and losses, Sam Darnold's won a lot of games these last 2 years.
Yes, sir.
You know, the
Sam Darnold might be the MVP of the league this season with the numbers he's putting up.
It looked good doing it.
Doing it. The Vikings were 13-4 last year, I think, right?
Yep. Yes.
This Seattle team's on the way to winning 13 or 14 games.
Yep.
And I agree. If you're going to talk about pedigree, all that stuff, Eagles have the advantage over the Seahawks. The advantage the Seahawks might have is that game might be there.
Yep.
And that is the only thing that would put the Seahawks ahead of the Rams for me, is that I feel like there's a better chance that we'll have the Rams here, and there's more of a chance we might have to face the Seahawks there. And that is the not scary part, but that's that's the worry.
I agree. I mean, going to Seattle, 6 hours away, that place is a very loud place, especially for an outdoor stadium.
We were trying to remember last time the Eagles won in Seattle. Were you guys playing?
No, I thought they won a game. Didn't they win a game? They won a game 1 year, I believe, when Todd Harriman actually scored a touchdown.
Big Todd.
So, but it's been a while.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I mean, that was like 13 or 12. Okay. 12 or 13, something like that. Yeah,
because I remember they hadn't ever beaten Russell when he was a Seahawk.
Yep.
Yeah, so it, look, it's a long time.
It might have been before then, so then it may have been 08 or something, 09.
It's a long time ago. Yeah, I remember. And they don't go out there every year, but it's long. So none of us, no one mentioned the Packers.
No.
Do we think they're total frauds? I mean,
I
wasn't afraid of the Packers anyway, but.
All right, so it's easy to pile on right now. They just lost at home to the Panthers, and they've been up and down, and they're going to miss their tight end, who was probably their best weapon. They are favored in this game Monday night. Like, the betting market is telling us that the Packers are slightly better than the Eagles.
I'm actually surprised at that.
Hugh was last week pretty steadfast that the Eagles would be favorites.
I didn't think I thought the Eagles should have been
favorites. Are we too hard on them, or are they actually frauds?
I didn't think the Packers would.
So, I know you think they're frauds.
So isn't there a degree of fraudulence to almost every team in the NFC
at this
point?
I don't think they're frauds. Like, when you say frauds, what do you mean? Like, they
well, I thought
like
last
they're
year's
a good team. I think they're a legitimate playoff team.
Sure, but last year's Packers were Super Bowl frauds. They looked like it, but then there's something off about them, and they came here and they kind of rolled over after two quarters.
I think they're bravado.
Are they like that, or are they closer to a team that could go win the Super Bowl?
I think they're where they think they are and where they actually are is in two different spheres.
Okay. Yeah.
The fact that they talk about they should have went undefeated. Come on, bro.
Well, here's the thing I always look at with the Packers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I like the fact that they draft and develop guys, and that's great. The problem is the NFC has gotten stronger, and I don't think the Packers, other than having Josh Jacobs at the running back position, and now especially with Tucker Kraft injured, they don't have the dynamic players in the passing game to actually scare me.
Yeah.
Like, compared to Amon Ross St. Brown, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Puka Nacua,
and
Devontae.
And Jordan Love isn't
– he's a fraud.
While he's a good quarterback, I don't view Jordan Love as a dynamic quarterback that scares me. And there's still that impatient – ridiculous throw that he makes.
Did you see the one on Sunday? Where I thought something was off of my screen. I was like, where are the green players?
Yeah.
Like, I only see a Panther there.
He still makes that throw, right? And and something is something about him that I don't trust in big moments. And listen, they're more or less living off beating Dallas in Dallas a couple of years ago.
Yep.
They're living off of that. And I'm not saying that was nothing. But that also had to do with how poorly Dallas played on offense. Dak Prescott threw two pick sixes in that game. So even that win for the Packers, it was aided by poor play from the Cowboys offense and great play from the Packers defense that took pressure off of Jordan Love to have to actually win the game. Right? Like, it was more Dallas played poorly
than
it was.
They are living off that. They haven't won a huge game since then.
They haven't.
In 2 years.
They have not. So, and that's what sort of has never had me buy all the way into the Packers.
Also, Matt LaFleur is a coward.
He's been a coward since he took over the job. Yeah,
he's a coward. That's the only. It's the only thing that it's one thing that I think the Eagles have over the Rams. I think Sean McVay is an awesome coach. He's also a coward. He coaches scared all the time.
He's way more conservative than people would think he is,
especially for an offensive coach.
Yeah,
like defensive coaches, I understand. They're conservative by nature.
Yep.
But the offensive guys, yeah, I'm surprised that Sean McVay is not more of a risk taker.
No. I mean, think of all those field goals they kicked. They should have won that game against the Eagles if they didn't kick all those field goals. You have Matt Stafford back there. He's not Tom Brady.
And Devontae Adams with Puka Nakua.
That is a quarterback, and he didn't have a great game. I don't think Stafford did, but I'm going to trust him in the Eagles' territory to get a fourth down with his arm and go and put 7 points up rather than putting three. And he played that game conservatively, and it's how they lost the game. And I think the Eagles are probably more likely, I mean, they've shown to be more likely to take chances in those situations and win football games. And it's really that part of the Lions is what scares me. That scares me is that they're not.
Oh, they have that same mentality.
They're not going to settle.
Yeah.
You know, like they're going to try and go get 7 points. And it's the opposite thing of the Packers is they have playmakers all over the place on that Detroit team. Jared Goff's not it, but also
he's unstoppable.
And they've got two great backs. And they've got.
See, that's the thing for me.
Yeah, when Jared Goff gets going.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah,
well, Hugh's become Detroit Douglas on our show. He's scared of the Lions.
I'm not as scared of lying, but those two running backs, you know just as well as I do.
Is that a Midwest town?
Yeah, that's a Midwest town.
I'm making fun of me. My feelings is hurt.
Pink Gators, my Detroit players.
But no, those two running backs, those are the ones for me that make that team go because they're home run hitters. And that's why when I talk about the Detroit Lions, it's that surly defense, and it's that running game that has the ability to hit a home run at anywhere on the field. You get one player out of position.
Yep.
On Jahmyr Gibbs, he taking it to the house.
Oh, it's over.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you talk about that. Now you're committing a lot of resources to the run, and then that's when Jared Goff, they threw one of them tomfoolery plays and dropped one behind the safety or whatever, and Amon-Ra St. is having him a hell of a day.
Well, that's why that number one seed and having a home field advantage is critical. And I know we got there last year. We had the number two seed.
But really, they had home field, right?
Yeah, they had home field.
They were
gifted
it. Yeah.
It is huge. And winning this division, and I agree with Joe, although I don't like to concede it this early, but yes, the division is over.
Thank you for coming to the banner raising. You refused.
Yes, the Eagles are winning that. And it's important because that's a home playoff game.
Yes. Well, and what's really
it's a
good
home playoff game.
Down the stretch here, right, is the four teams we just went back and forth about, they're all in their own division.
Yep.
They have to face each other, right?
Yep.
So.
And we forgot about Chicago. That's a little tricky.
Are you buying in?
Yeah, I'm a Caleb
Williams
guy. He's
a Caleb guy.
I don't see it.
Yeah, we've started revealing all of our quarterback crushes across the league.
Yeah.
You know, I was always very clear about mine.
Yeah.
But Ike doing the show with me and Jack, one day he was like, I want to talk about the other guys I like too. And Caleb Williams has come up
Caleb
as one of the guys.
Caleb and Drake May is my two guys. Yep. Caleb and Drake May.
Drake Ball.
Drake's ball. Yeah, Drake May could play. The thing about I don't buy the Bears yet. They beat the Cowboys. They beat the Bengals last week.
They do look better, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's nowhere to go but up after that last coach.
They got a little love at the game last night, too, at the Bulls game. They had, Swift and
Oh, dude, don't bring up that Bulls game. Listen.
I thought we were trying to avoid that.
I woke up to that.
Yeah, don't call it a Bulls game.
Sixers game. Yeah.
Well, I guess it was
Mr.
Chicago.
Midwest over
there. Well, technically. It was only 3 seconds of a Bulls game.
Yeah, and it was the 3 seconds that mattered. Yep.
How did they lose that game last night?
Like, they shot a three
I don't mean literally. I mean just being like.
My bad.
I meant how did the Sixers lose that game?
We talk about players that have left here and what could have been. I mean, Vucevic, that
he's a good player.
He's had a nice career, yeah.
I mean, seriously, still knocking down shots seemingly.
When that ball went to him
later,
in the corner, I was like, oh, he's going to knock this down.
And you know what? He's been that player pretty much since he came into the league.
Since his whole career.
He's just a really good offensive player, and he has, in a league where the center has to move around a lot on defense, he's figured out how to not be a disaster defensively, just positionally. He's a good player. Yeah. Vucevic is a good player.
Yep. Yep. I didn't see it. If you told me when he came in, like, what this has to be year, like, 14 or 15? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like 15.
Doug Collins drafted him.
Yeah. I would have said there's no way he lasts 15 years.
No. And he could probably play four more if he wants to.
A 20-year career. Yeah. I would have never.
A double-double guy, right? No. He's averaging a double-double his career.
He's a great three-point shooter. Yeah. That final shot, that was not an easy three-point shot, you know?
It was a good one by him. Tough loss last night. So we started the hour with some culture talk, ended with some Sixers talk. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that at Birdstown. Our Birdstown – it's not Birdstown, excuse me. Birds at the Bye continues here.
Yeah, come on, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my fault. Travis Mann, you
found it. Get it together.
All right. Well, I'm going to hand it over to you guys to get it together here. Radio 94 WIP, Birds of By, benefiting Travis Mania Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light and Chickies of Pete's. All right, Hugh, that is enough for us. We're
going
to hand it over to these guys.
Where you
start
going,
their
man?
Show.
Where you going?
Go home, go
well, I'm
sleep.
Not going anywhere. I'm just going to one of your seats. Yeah, all right, afternoon show is coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.